USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a sweeping executive order on Friday that will crack down on anti-competitive behavior by big tech and aim to generate competition across the U.S. economy. President Biden speaking about the importance of preserving American capitalism.
I'm a proud capitalist. I spent most of my career representing the corporate state of Delaware. I know America can't succeed unless American business succeeds. But let me be very clear. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The executive order is comprised of 72 actions and recommendations. Meanwhile, tech giants Amazon, Google, Apple, and Facebook have denied abusing their market power. News reports say the United States is considering downsizing its embassy in Afghanistan as security concerns grow in the war-torn country. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
An arrest has been made in the triple murders at a golf course outside Atlanta, Georgia.
Cobb County Police in Georgia have announced an arrest has been made after three murders were discovered at an Atlanta suburb golf course last weekend.
The lone shooter, who's now been identified as Brian Anthony Brody, he's been charged for the murders of Eugene Seiler, Paul Pearson, and Henry Valdez. Brody was arrested in the Shanley area, and he has ties to the metro Atlanta area.
Police Chief Tim Cox Thursday in front of the Cobb County Police Station. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fully vaccinated Americans don't need a COVID-19 booster shot at this time. That's according to the CDC and FDA. That claim was issued after it was announced Pfizer plans to seek FDA emergency use authorization for a booster dose in August. That will come after it releases more data on how well the booster dose works. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House says they're engaging in expert-level talks with Russian officials over the recent uptick in ransomware attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters on Thursday a National Security Council meeting centered on ransomware is set to take place next week. She said last week's attack underscores the need for government agencies and private companies to improve their cybersecurity systems. Retired FBI Executive Assistant Director and President of CrowdStrike, Sean Henry, tells CBS This Morning there's a lot of cyber attacks going on across the world that we have not even heard about.
I think what we've seen is really the tip of the iceberg, because many of the attacks that you just referenced are really the ones that have come public because there's some necessity for them to come public. There's a requirement to report or just because of the physical impact. When we see people standing in line for gas, for example, so people find out about it. But there are hundreds of other attacks that are happening that the public is not hearing about, the media is not covering, because this is widespread. The actors that are conducting these attacks are essentially out of the reach of U.S. law enforcement. They act with impunity, and the return on their very limited investment is quite substantial, which means that these attacks continue uninterrupted indefinitely until we can actually stop the actors physically. We can disrupt their actions.
More news can be found online by going to USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.